Under President Donald Trump's proposed budget, the federal government, or rather the Federal Department of Education, would see large cuts in many areas. But it would add hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for school choice. As Robbie Feinberg reports, that new emphasis has many educators in rural Maine concerned.
Mount Abram Regional High School north of Farmington is a small school with only about 150 students. But the teenagers who step off the bus each morning come from dozens of towns, some 40 or 50 miles away. That can mean a long bus ride for some. But senior Olivia Scott says it's created a tight-knit community.
Here, you get a really strong sense of who you are individually, and you get to know all of your classmates and all of your peers and all of your teachers, even.
Because everything happens there. Town meetings happen there.
Susan Pratt is the superintendent of SAD 58, which is home to Mount Abram. She says in an area that's been hard hit by a loss of jobs and people, the schools are much more than a place to hold classes.
The center. They're the center of the community. It's really the only gathering place for some of these little towns.
And that has Pratt worried about a new push for school choice in the president's budget proposal. While it's still unclear what exactly school choice would mean, a common approach is to give families vouchers for a certain amount of money and let them choose where they want their kids to go to school. It's been tried in places such as Wisconsin and Florida to mixed results. Pratt says in rural western Maine, where schools are hours away from each other, getting students to another destination would be close to impossible. Experts say that means the law would likely only benefit more affluent students who could supply their own transportation.
Your options are limited, and so their choices are limited for folks just because of the distance as much as anything else.
But for many educators, the bigger worry is what happens if students do leave their current public school district. Tina Maserve, the superintendent of RSU 16 in Poland, says she's concerned it would leave schools without enough students and revenue to provide a quality education.
Again, you've got to have a certain student population to offer AP chemistry, AP physics, AP calculus, plus your regular algebra class and geometry class. So again, you're running into that problem of needing to have a certain student population to provide a well-rounded education for kids.
Maserve says her district got a taste of the problem 4 years ago after roughly a dozen students left the district for a new nearby charter school. It cost the district $130,000 in state subsidies.
There were like one or two kids from each grade level, and you can't cut a teacher. It doesn't reduce your transportation costs. You can't, you know, close down a building, but $130,000 is a lot of money. So it would be equivalent to us of three teaching positions.
But Maine already has a number of school choice programs in place. The state is home to 9 charter schools, and state law allows for one more, though a bill in the state legislature could potentially get rid of that cap. In addition, roughly 5,000 students in Maine live in a school district without a public school. That means they can choose whatever school they want to go to. And there are some educators who don't have a problem with expanding that policy.
Personally, and this is just me, is bring on the competition because I think we're doing a good job.
Gary Smith is the superintendent of RSU 18 near the Belgrade Lakes. Smith has some reservations about school choice, but he also says he would welcome more schools with specialized programs.
I'm not going to say that someone else might not be able to create a niche that would be the right thing for their child. I've had too many parent meetings to say that, nope, this was one size fits all, and that's how you got to do it.
In fact, RSU 18 has taken a unique approach with the Snow Pond Arts Academy, a performing arts charter school in nearby Sydney. Smith says he actually has worked with the academy to share services such as nutrition and transportation. And he says he could even see them sharing academics in the next few years.
Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But I think we've done better than average in that implementation.
Many of these new ideas emerging from the Trump administration are still just proposals. But many rural educators in Maine will be watching the budget negotiations closely. They say their future may be at stake. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.